After having read the proposal several times and made comparisons to laws and ordinances already in place, I believe the ordinance as drafted fails to accomplish the stated goals of the county commissioners and is a detriment to the development, improvement, and expansion of current and future shooting facilities. It fails to address the cost factors involved in the attempts to comply with the regulations and the restrictions imposed upon the citizens and businessmen of the county. The onerous requirements make it nearly impossible to establish a new facility and impose unnecessary administrative and infrastructure requirements on the current facility that, if it passed, it may have to vacate the management of the county-owned facility. It needs to be made clear that the current county-owned facility at 112 Gun Club Road near Port Townsend is not and should not be considered a commercial shooting facility, as provided in Article 3, Section 8.20.220 in the definitions, paragraph 15A. The Jefferson County Shooting Range is owned and operated by Jefferson County, which is an instrumentality of a political subdivision of the state of Washington. The facility is managed by a nonprofit volunteer organization under a license agreement with the county. There is no cost to the county for this service, and there are no employees of the Jefferson County Sportsmen's Association. County permission is required for any improvements or alterations suggested by the association, and the terms are specified in the contractual agreement between the county and the association. The current Jefferson County facility clearly should not be included in the definition of the commercial shooting facility. It is indeed a small-scale recreational and tourist use and zoned appropriately as an essential public facility. Even a member of the Tarboo Ridge Coalition said the draft ordinance lacks clarity in its definitions and processes. It's also very confusing and raises a lot of questions. I conclude that the admonishment of the commissioners to abandon the draft ordinance and reconsider the process with vision, accountability, clarity, and transparency. Thank you.
My name is Matt Smith. My wife and I just bought a place in Quilsey not long ago where we hope to retire. What I'd like to do now is read a letter from my sister-in-law. My sister Terry Hine and my brother Jim Smith live under 2 miles from the proposed Cedar Ridge recreational facility. There seems to be, before I read that, there seems to be a perception that there are people who want to shut down the existing Jefferson County Sportsman Club. And I've talked to many people from the Tarboro Ridge Coalition. I have not talked to anybody who proposes that, no one. No one. It seems to be a different issue that may be clouding the issue. Terry and our whole family is enormously respectful of the difficult job the commissioners have, and while grateful for the moratorium, have been disappointed with the results thus far. Now, these are the words of my sister-in-law, Terry Hine. While trying to learn reasonable ways to navigate the situation, I have also found myself, simply put, outraged that my husband and I, who purchased our farm in 2004, could be first forced out by unrelenting noise produced for a nonprofit businessman who does not live in Jefferson County. I'm outraged that the county would consider allowing the training of military groups and its untenable impact on the surrounding residents. I'm outraged that Tarboo Lake, a quiet place where people go to fish, families go to swim, would be effectively shut down as a recreational facility by the unrelenting noise. I am outraged that there seems to be no serious consideration for requiring all new gun ranges to be indoors where pollution can be controlled and noise mitigated to spare the neighbors. I'm outraged that outdoor firing ranges put more lead into the environment than nearly any other major industry in the U.S., yet they remain almost entirely unregulated. I'm outraged that future gun ranges not properly regulated and sited will negatively impact water sources, cause property values to plummet, and simply ruin many people's lives. Each of you was selected because the voters trust you to do the right thing. Insist on an ordinance that is at least as strong as the Kitsap ordinance. At the very least, do not allow military training and insist on the 500-yard setback. And please consider requiring that all new gun ranges be indoors. Your decisions now will set the course for the future of Jefferson County. You have an opportunity to be heroes. I implore you to do the right thing. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sherry Cook, and I live not too far from the range that is already operating, and I never hear it, probably a couple of miles. One of my concerns is that when this organization, that is not a commercial organization, but a volunteer group of people that have opened up this range or that are operating this range so that our police officers from not only our county but several counties come there to practice shooting. You lose your ability if you don't practice, so they have to practice somewhere. And I believe that not only the cost of sending them somewhere else is going to, it's just going to be that much more on our budget that's already dwindling. We do have a lot of police officers that not only go there to practice, but I think we have several organizations that use that with their groups. And so we have many different clubs that have used the shooting range and that will be penalized for a few people wanting regulations over our gun rights. I realize that it's not a gun control thing, but I personally don't want people shooting their guns in my backyard because I live in the country, but that's what's going to happen if you close the gun range. And if you want to make ordinances for new gun ranges, I say more power to you. But if you're going to take away the privilege of somebody who's been here, had a safe record for 50 years, then I think it's a big mistake.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth Heffron Quilstein, and my husband and I are fairly new to Jefferson County, but we lived in Kitsap for many years. Although we are new to this county, we are not new to the ways of human and business behavior and what happens when a rural place becomes the weakest link in a chain. If Jefferson County is pressured into a code structure that allows for new, large, commercial, outdoor, militarized shooting ranges, what currently feels like one costly legal crisis, all borne by county taxpayers, will soon become many. It may seem expensive now for the county to fight the special interest groups who are pushing for facilities such as the new Cedar Hills Recreational Facility, but should the county roll over and allow this development, its legal expenses will rise exponentially as every other similar group in the country will have a new favored destination. There is a reason these special interest groups are not hounding either Clallam or Kitsap counties. They fought back. Now is the time for Jefferson County to stay strong and resist. Once there's a hole in the fence, all the cows will want to go through. To have an existing sportsman's club used and enjoyed by locals and law enforcement is one thing, and this club can easily be grandfathered into the code. There are several in Kitsap that have been through this and survived. But to allow for the escalation of shooting ranges to include helicopters, 24/7 exercises, and small bombs is something of an entirely different scale. If the strength of the new ordinance would not stop facilities of the Cedar Hills type, then it will not be strong enough. Please make sure this is a strong, no weak link code, or plan on more Cedar Hills type facilities all over the county in the future. Thank you.
Good evening, Commissioners. Riley Parker, Quilstein, Washington, also a board member of the Tarver Ridge Coalition, and I was also a former member of the Review Committee on Commercial Facilities, Range Shooting Facilities. I have just three things to kind of hit on here. I'd like to suggest to create the 500-foot setback that we spoke about here during the committee meetings. This is from our 10 lowland lakes in Jefferson County. This is a safety issue for protecting the public from stray bullets, high levels of noise, and also for the health of our aquifers and aquatic resources. Kitsap County included this provision in their commercial shooting facilities ordinance to protect the safety and health of the public. Number two, I'd like to stay true to the intent of the commercial shooting facilities moratorium, which states commercial shooting facilities benefit Jefferson County by providing its residents and law enforcement the opportunity to learn firearm safety, practice shooting, and to participate in amateur recreational firearm sports in a safe, controlled setting. What I'm citing here is what's in the moratorium ordinance, and I'm opposed to a for-profit military training facility, especially developed on the shores of Tarbu Lake. Lastly, I'd like to suggest that all new commercial shooting facilities established indoors. They protect for no discharge of bullets leave the site, full containment. There's also no noise emitted from these facilities, and also there's no lead emitted from these facilities. They can be located in industrial, light industrial, or business park settings where there are other amenities that can be availed for the customers. Thank you for your time and your consideration.
My name is Tony Costella, a new resident of Jefferson County. One of the biggest surprises I have found in Jefferson County is what I call a public safety corridor. This 1 square mile of land centered around the Jefferson County Solid Waste Facility is one of the most diverse pieces of land in the state of Washington. This square mile of land contains a public recycling center, the public animal shelter, the public fire department and ambulance service. Additionally, this square mile has private businesses that include horse boarding and training services, vineyards, distilleries, private meeting halls, miles of walking, biking, and horse riding trails, water quality monitoring stations, ponds, streams, and yes, right in the middle, a 40-acre shooting facility called Jefferson County Sportsman Association. All these public and private amenities are an easy walk to sports towns and the city limits. I can only assume generations of Jefferson County commissioners and planners had the fantastic foresight to create this for the benefit of Jefferson County residents. It certainly serves almost every resident in some way. I would ask the sitting commissioners and planners to use the same foresight and judgment to create a well-thought-out public shooting ordinance. Why not continue to create this great square mile of land in other parts of the county? Why not use this very model to create a solution to the needs of other parts of Jefferson County? Why use the Kitsap model when we have the best model available with a proven 50-year safety record? Let's define what made Jefferson County Sportsman Association the safe, attractive, diverse, well-used safety facility and use that as the model for the next 50 years. Respectfully, it is your duty to continue this legacy and not take a crazy U-turn that solves very little and creates a much greater burden for the public safety facilities we have on the ground. Thank you.
My name is Nicole Fox. I live with my family on Eagle Mount Road, and I learned how to shoot at the Jefferson County Sportsman's Shooting Range. I have talked with members of both the Tarbu Ridge Coalition and the Jefferson County Sportsman's Association. Neither group is happy with this draft, but not because they oppose the existence of the other group. In fact, members of both groups share similar values, and there is a lot they can agree on. The trick is having that reflected in this ordinance. I find myself in support of both of these groups because this is not an issue of one side needing to take away the rights of the other in order to exist. This is an issue of how we are all going to live together. You can stand in support of the Second Amendment and space for safe gun handling while at the same time supporting regulations that would make the lives of your neighbors living near a shooting range more tolerable. For existing ranges, this may not seem an important issue because an existing range is a known quantity, So if you don't like the noise, you don't move near it. That said, this is especially important in neighborhoods where no gun ranges have ever existed, but where a new gun range may want to open. The draft ordinance speaks of ensuring continued viability, but also of uniform requirements, because not doing so may result in the claim that an arbitrary and unfair competitive advantage is being given. I don't see the 50-plus-year-old JCSA looking for competitive advantages. They can't help already having advantages that a new range won't realize because of their convenient grandfathered location in Port Townsend. The greatest strain I see on this nonprofit group would be to pass that very first operating permit. Subsequent permits should be easier for a business like the JCSA because they aren't looking to make significant changes every year. Here are my two suggestions. Can we amend this draft to include language about predictable and reasonable times during daylight hours when a range will be at its most intense and when it will be silent? Can we amend this draft to give a one-time allowance for existing ranges to gradually bring their operation into compliance to new permit requirements over the time frame of their existing licenses, which in the case of the JCSA is currently good through 2025. Thank you to the commissioners and the review committee for all your work.
Thank you. Next.
I'm Richard LeBrec, 139 Sunland Drive in Sequim. You might wonder why somebody from Sequim is sitting here in Jefferson County. It's because the whole North Peninsula depends on the facility that we're talking about today. Now, I've heard the set of requirements that you hope to achieve with this. I think that you might have missed the mark. I've read the ordinance and recommend that the commissioners reject this ordinance as unfounded and draconian in approach. Looking at all the criteria that can be applied in any of these plans to this facility, it looks like an overkill. I'm a member of the shooting range, which is one of the best and well-managed ranges that I have ever had the honor to use, and that includes all my military service days, and you can imagine some of the guys you get there. If you're looking to enhance public safety, you're looking at the wrong place. There's never been any deaths due to its use or injuries of note over than what the household might face from scratches, etc. If eliminating deaths is your objective, then look at the automobile death weekly, opiate deaths weekly, the hospital deaths due to negligence. These are the areas where some draconian protections could probably be asked for by your public. The additional restrictions on the operation of this facility will add nothing to its record, as its record is near spotless. Whoever drafted these draconian rules appear to be more interested in shutting down this legitimate sporting venture and the beneficial effects of good gun use. For instance, who needs oversight of its operations? We have over a dozen officers practicing there every week, making good use of this, and they have never reported anything but stellar operations. Baffles for noise. We have deer walking across the shooting field, ignoring or shooting, and we have to wait for them to clear. We also have a domestic horse farm nearby with never any signs of any of those animals suffering. There is much more harmful noise coming off our highways. Would you seek to baffle every road, every lawnmower, every chainsaw? Would you also require yearly certification every driver, every tool operator, every owner of household knives, every hospital room, and every drug supplier? No, you would impose these draconian rules on what we would consider ourselves as law-abiding citizens. I think it's somewhat ill-conceived. And if you really look at the federal law, says we are able to bear arms. That doesn't mean lock them up and buy them. It means actually use them. Without these facilities, we would actually not be able to defend ourselves or our country. So it is a major safety issue. Thank you very much for your time.
My name is Dan Newland. I live in Port Hadlock, and I'm a member of the Jefferson County Sportsmen Association. And to be clear, I'm not a member of the board and cannot speak for them. But as it is now written, the enacted new ordinance will shut down the facility. JCSA is so much more than just a range. It is a valuable community and county resource. No one at JCSA is paid. It is not a commercial enterprise. JCSA is a volunteer organization of about 1,000 plus members. that provide a safe, clean, and well-regulated place for people to use the outdoors, including camping, archery, and firearms. We are not a fringe group, inclusive only of people like us. Quite apart from that, we are men and women, boys and girls, open to anyone interested in learning and obeying the rules. We are your friends, we are your neighbors. We donate between $4,000 and $5,000 a year to charity and scholarships. Rules are strictly enforced, and there is no horseplay, there's no drinking, there are no drugs that are allowed. It provides safe training as requirement to all of its new members. First aid, CPR, and other courses are offered in addition to safety rules. And this is so important that there's even a dedicated classroom that was built on the facility just for teaching. The value of the community is real and tangible. Every Monday, the range is open exclusively to law enforcement. That means 14% of every week is dedicated as a free facility to law enforcement. There is no charge. GACSA is a clean facility with mown lawns. There are no trash, piles of trash lying around. There are well-kept buildings. There are covered barbecue pits, camping areas, and bathrooms. It is periodically tested and has exceeded the EPA rules for their standards. We are stewards that care for the environment, as evidenced by the deer that wander around through the facility. And doing the math, if five officers a week were now required to drive at a minimum 30 miles, it takes 45 minutes each way, that's 360 hours a year. I don't know what it costs, but let's say it's $30 an hour, that's $10,800 that will now be added to the payrolls, and I think it's going to be more than that. That's also 14,400 miles a year, or $7,800 for that at 2 1/4 man months. All I'm asking is to be given a fair shake. If you have been to the facilities, great, but I don't think you have. So come visit us. Please visit us and give us a fair shake. Thank you.
Thank you. The next three I have here are Matt Smith, Elizabeth Heffron, and Philip Shipman. These I know. So, go ahead.
Does this work? Okay.